Hare Krishna. So can somebody here, one of the kids, tell me one of the different names of Krishna?
Yes.
Gopal. What does Gopal mean? Yeah. Yeah, so Pal means to protect. And Go is the cows. Is there any other name of Krishna that starts with Go? Govardhan. So Go means cows and Vardhan means to increase. So the Govardhan hill is increasing the wealth of the cows. So another name for Krishna starts with Go. Govinda. So Vinda means to give pleasure, happiness. So Go also means the senses and the cows. Any other names? Gopal, we did that one already. Anyone? Shyam. Shyam, yeah. So you see Kalachanji is Shyam. Kala also means black. And Chand means what? Moon. So you see his face like beautiful. Black moon. Shyam Chandra. Kalachanji. Kalachanji. Yeah. So when Krishna used to walk the forest of Vrindavan, he used to play his flute. And when Krishna played his flute, what would happen? The deers would, the ears would go up and they would come. And all the different animals would stop doing whatever they're doing. Even they were chewing food. The cows, they're chewing. They would stop their chewing and just with their mouths open, listen to the beautiful sound of Krishna's flute. So this morning we were reading about Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Raise your hand if you know who Sri Krishna Chaitanya is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Does anybody know what the word Gaura means? Gaura. Gaura, what does Gaura mean? So Krishna is, his complexion is a certain complexion. He is Shyam, dark blue complexion. But what is the complexion of Radha? Golden like molten gold. Gaura. Very fair and very golden. So Radha is known as Gaurangi. She has her angis, her arm, her limbs are all golden. So do you know that one day Rukmini, who is Rukmini? Yes. She was crying. Why was she crying? She felt bad for Krishna. Oh, you're leaving. You're going to miss the stories. Oh. Oh. Okay. We'll keep hold of it. We'll give it back to you next time. So, she was crying because she felt bad for Krishna. Now, what is Krishna missing? How can he feel bad for Krishna? Does he not have everything? No, but she was feeling bad for Krishna. Krishna, doesn't he have all the beauty? He has all the wealth. He has all the intelligence. He has all the power. He has all qualities in full. That's the meaning of the name Krishna. All attractive. Krishna. So why would Rukmini feel bad for Krishna? Rukmini was feeling bad for Krishna because she felt that something Krishna was missing. A certain happiness that Krishna doesn't get. So what happiness does Krishna not get? What is your name? Himanshu, what happiness does Krishna not get? Okay, Bhattaji, What is your name? Pranamya. What happiness does Krishna not get? Well, they come and they go. They come and go. So maybe... But what happiness Krishna never gets? Now, Rukmini was crying because she was sad because she thought this happiness, this particular type of happiness that Krishna never gets, is better than anything Krishna has ever experienced. What could that be? What could that be? Krishna is God, and Rukmini is crying, feeling sorry for him, because there's something better than he's ever experienced. Are you ready? Huh? No. There you go. Did everybody hear that? The devotion to God Himself, because He's God. He is the receiver. But Rukmini is saying that those who love you and serve you, they get the most out of it. Their happiness is beyond limits. And I feel sad for you because you don't get to experience that. And so when Krishna was listening to Rukmini, something began to change. His skin began to change color from blue to yellow, golden. Gauranga. He became like the color of Radha. There's a long story, but actually, so 500 years ago, Krishna appeared. There are over 108 descriptions of his Kali Yuga avatar in the Mahabharata, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Upanishads. There are descriptions that Krishna will appear by the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Sachi, the son of Jagannath Mishra. There are all these descriptions that are given in the Vedas predicting his avatar 500 years ago. So when he appeared to give the practical method of self-realization for the Kali Yuga age, called the Yuga Dharma. Because in each Yuga, there's different circumstances, so there are different methods that are more practical. For example, Prabhu, what's your name? Ram Krishna, very nice name. How practical would it be for you to leave everybody behind and live in the forest on roots and fruits and meditate for 20, 30, 40 years? It'd be very, and not only do you have to meditate for, you have to live maybe 3 days, few weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, just sitting in meditation. Don't do anything, nothing else. Is that practical or practically impossible? So different ages, different dharmas are there. So Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was Krishna. He came to give the Yuga Dharma, but he didn't just come to give the Yuga Dharma. He came also for his own desire to become the bhakta, to feel what it is like to be the servant of Krishna. And so he was full of ecstasy of Krishna. Actually, if you said the word Vrindavan to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would immediately go into ecstasy. So actually, Lord Chaitanya, we're reading this morning, he was going to Vrindavan. And on the way to Vrindavan, his ecstasy multiplied 100 times. By the time he got there, it multiplied thousands of times. When he entered Vrindavan, his spiritual ecstasy and love of Krishna himself went 100,000 times. As he walked through the forest, when the cows saw Krishna as Chaitanya, they immediately, their eyes got really big. And what do the cows say? What sound does a cow make? That, is it like that or louder? Moo! Is it really loud? Moo! Let's hear some moos. Who can give us a moo? Prema, what is it? Prema? Pranamya, make a moo. Let's hear a moo. Moo! And all the cows ran to see Lord Chaitanya and they started licking him. And then the deer, the boy deer and the girl deer, they also ran up to Lord Chaitanya. Now cows are domesticated, but do deer come to you in the forest and start licking you? No. So the deer also, they started to, and then the peacocks, they started to do a dance in front of Lord Chaitanya. And the cuckoos and parrots came and they started to sing beautifully in the fifth note. And the bumblebees began to surround. Now Lord Chaitanya went to hug the trees and the trees began to cry madhu. What is madhu? Honey. The trees began to cry honey. It was a beautiful scene. So when Krishna is simply by walking through the forest, everyone becomes full of love and happiness. We were reading this morning. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna who taught how to connect to God in Kali Yuga. And it's very simple. Just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do you need any money to do that? Now, if you want to do yajna, you're supposed to have 100 pounds gold to throw in the fire. Now, if you want to do Ashtanga yoga, you have to have such a healthy body you can sit for 20 years. If you want to do the Archana Vidhi, you have to be so paka. Know all the particular rules and regulations. But who can chant? Everyone. Are you old enough to sing Hare Krishna? Yeah, everyone can do it, see? So it's very nice. And we see actually what Lord Chaitanya did is he said, Hari Bol, Hari Bol to the deer. And the deer also started to sing Hare Krishna. Even the deer. And then two parrots, he put out his hands. And two beautiful Shuka and Shari, a girl parrot and a boy parrot, landed into his hand. And he just wanted them to speak, and the parrots began to speak in human language. So the boy parrot said beautiful prayers about Krishna, and the girl parrot said beautiful prayers about about Srimati Radharani. So you find that the spiritual world is so beautiful, so wonderful, so fantastic. And you can be there. You can be there right now. You don't have to die to be there. You simply chant the Lord's name more and more and more. And more you'll find yourself there. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So do you all know about the Festival of Joy on April 7th? So every year we have Rath Yatra Festival in Dallas. We get from somewhere to be in 500 to 800 people. But we're doing it this year with 30,000 people. We're serving 20,000 plates of free prasadam. It's going to be a huge parade in downtown Dallas, humongous parade. And we're renting the entire Clyde Warren Park. A beautiful park. If you've been there, you know it's very wonderful. We're serving free prasadam, 20,000 plates. They're expecting 30,000 people because twice a year they have family day. All the museums have a special event. So there's hundreds and thousands of people going through the city. And so we're having special kirtan bands. We're spending 15,000 just to get all special bands coming here. We're spending 25,000 on the prasad. 30,000 on a new Roth cart, 6,000 on tents, 2,000 on insurance, 11,000 for the police, another 11,000 for the stage, another 25,000 for all the displays and everything. So $120,000 festival happening April 7th. And we have grants from the government, some donations coming through that way. We have also from vegan groups. There are different vegan groups in Texas. There are also different temples that want to help. There are some corporations and businesses. And then there are devotees that are helping. For some of the devotees, they're asking if they want to give $5 a day for 6 months. That's $150 a month. 6 months becomes $900 donation. And that way they're trying to cover. So if that seems at all interesting to you, let us know. If you want to help, it's a very big endeavor, big thing over our head. So mark your calendar. You'll see on the side, Festival of Joy. It's a very Rath Yatra. It's going to be biggest festival, biggest like Hindu or Vedic festival that has ever taken place in Dallas. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.